there were questions that were asked to Parents Help and to the department as well. What I will request now is to hand over to Ms. Baruza or Ms. Zwane. I don't know who's going to start. And then Ms. Wolf, Tiffany. Oh, okay. I must thank you. So that to ensure that you are doing your job. The members of the media here, hey, welcome. I think they are the least favorite people in South Africa, the journalists, but I love them so much. Okay, and welcome. Okay, Mr. Zwane and Mamba Tuzba.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, when the minister was here with the deputy minister to present and to be part of the department's team when we presented annual report, members and chair would recall that he alluded to the fact that we are addressing as a department the plight of PANSAP, which, as you had alluded to, Honorable Chair, you had asked us to address as a department. And the minister also alluded to the fact that he had appointed a caretaker CEO and that the processes of appointment of the board were underway. I will ask you to bring up any to give further clarity in terms of how far we are with appointment of the board. The minister then had appointed Mr. Zwane as the caretaker CEO. And I think from the presentation that he has given here, he is working very hard to turn around the institution. We had agreed, Chair, during the break, that then Mr. Zwane will be able to take us through the responses to the questions that were posed by members. But with the issue of the board, Dr. Dubene will update members how far we are as far as the appointment of the board for the Central African Language Board. But Mr. Zwane was given 12 months to turn around the institution. He had already started, as you had heard, and I'm sure that as the strategy unfolds, he is in constant contact with the DG. They will review the process and then finalize in terms of when it's ready to be handed over to the board as a stable institution. Thank you, Chair. Dr. Drogweni for Mr. Zwane.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, and thank you very much for the opportunity for me to highlight the process for the appointment of the board. Firstly, I would like to indicate that the Honorable Members here had made very useful inputs to say that when appointing the board, the department must desist from just appointing the language practitioners. They must consider all the necessary skills, such as legal skills, financial skills, and so on. I just want to indicate that even in the advert, that was taken into consideration. The advert really provided for all those things so that the applications that get forwarded to the department should not only just about the people who are professionals in the language only. With that said, then I want to also brief the committee members, the honorable members, that the audit was done and the applications were received. Quite a number of applications were received. And the process, as determined by the Parents Help Act, is such that the applications then should be forwarded to the portfolio committee, so that the portfolio committee, in conjunction with the minister, can do a short list. But they will come to the portfolio committee, not shortlisted, all of them will come, and then the shortlisting will be done here in conjunction with the minister. Whereupon then, once the shortlist has been done, the committee has actually applied their minds on it and made recommendations for the minister to appoint. But where the process is currently is that all the applications, the tests have been done in the department, and the submission was made through the DG so that the minister can then forward the application to the portfolio committee to start the process. But when the submission was en route to the DG, then it was detected that there was just an error which had to be corrected. That has been duly corrected, and the staff machine is back now to the office. So the expectation is that once that has been approved, and then it will go together with the packs of all the applications to the minister. And then from the minister, it will be forwarded to the honorable members to start the process of shortlisting. And then after shortlisting, then they will make recommendations for the appointment to the minister. Thank you, honorable chair.
Thank you. Thank you, honorable chair and honorable members. The questions, we will address the questions now. We'll just deal with them as we look at them without prioritizing. But I think where the honorable member requested to know if we have the details of the presentation, they are in the disc. I think we have brought some discs which contain all the reports and all detail. This is the summary presentation. So I think before we leave, they've handed over the discs. They'll be given to honorable members. They contain a 30 days report, 60 days report, turnaround strategy. Everything we've spoken about in the summary is contained in that disc. On the questions, I think on anonymous, starting with that one, honorable chair, I did not act just on that anonymous SMS or call. I verified what they were talking about. There was amounts that were due to be paid, so I started to freeze that at that time. But other matters, what made me to want to have the expenditure committee and to therefore appoint the auditors was certain things might go without me noticing, but it means I have to sit in the finance department and check. Doing a moratorium was putting us in problems because there are other payments that are due, which we have to do. So I needed the skill from people who will verify. So it took about 14 days before we could pay, but we sent letters to all service providers and said, all payments that are due, we'll pay them in due course. We're still going through the process of ensuring that whatever we pay is due and payable at that time. And relating to this anonymous, the amounts that were spoken about by the anonymous were part of the payments that are supposed to be done that month. That's when we stopped. And also it was because they linked to the legal costs, which were a problem for the AG and also a problem for the Zolk group as well as the portfolio committee. I had sight of some of the minutes of the portfolio committee upon request just to give me a sound understanding of what has been happening, because a reference of the committee's intervention is also in the board minutes, which is what I went through as well to get the picture. So I acted on those bases. The appointment of Ndumba as auditors was not like a permanent. It was for a period, and they are done now. They are out of the place. We pushed with them from 20 June up to end of August. That was a period of transition. We have to clean, and at that time I did not have the CFO. There was an acting CFO. I think at the background of it was, if I'm coming to fix a place, I can't just use everybody I find there where the wrong has been pointed. But I explained to people who were occupying positions that I expected them to cooperate. I'm not on a fishing expedition. I just want to clean the place. So the relationship between myself and the rest of the people who have been there constituting stuff, I think it's on a level, fair level, because I did one-on-one with each and every manager, and also extended it to certain staff members, and then did with the entire staff members. That's how I agreed with them that We are meeting every month. Instead of taking problems anywhere, they should bring them to these monthly meetings. So we've been conducting those monthly meetings, and I believe if there were anything that needs to be addressed, it should be there. Also with the union, the union gave me support on realizing that my approach was like an open approach, which was transparent, and that's how we did. Appointing the executive heads because of problems that I found myself in, it was, there are no policies, which is what comes from the union. No policies on HR, that is human resource, corporate governance and what. I said, I need an executive head to do that, because if we had people all along who have not finalized those policies, for me to expect them to do that now, it might be asking for too much. But I did the audit, which determined on certain things, like on CFO's positions, there are strict requirements of who can occupy a position of this nature and what qualifications should they have. And on the basis of that, I used the service provider to go and search for people who could be interviewed. So I didn't say go and search one person. So they went through. They brought me three on certain positions, four on certain positions. So it was not just one person that this one is targeted to come. So to say, let us get people of this skill. We did the job specs first. We said, for CFO, we need a person, minimum qualifications, this experience, this much, what and what. And out of that, then they did their executive search. Legal is the same, and corporate services. And the people we've appointed on 12 months, all of them, their CVs match what we requested in terms of qualifications, in terms of experience as well. And we're happy with what we've seen thus far. And as you say, it's for 12 months. Then we'll approach it by advertising, which will not deny them the opportunity to apply if they want to apply, or they can move further elsewhere. And at that time, we will be ready to, or we shall have complied with the process. And I think, as I say, skills audit, we did that. It was transparent. We said it was not only done by a service provider. It was done by myself. I'm not very much qualified to do that, but I did a one-on-one with each and every member and tried to find out their role, where do they want to be placed, what do they think. So I did not use this to feed the service provider. The service provider did an independent one. But for me to be able to assess what they are giving me, I had used my own analysis. As indicated, my position, I think they've mentioned, minister 6, they said between 6 and 12 months they'll complete the process. That's when the board will do that. So we are sitting on that. In 12 months we should be concluding. The relationship with the department is, it's a fair relationship. There are no fighting tears outside of legal opinions with regard to reporting and where do we report, where do we do. At the end of the day, my approach has been, it doesn't matter where we report, we just have to report at the end of the day. Whether we report 2 times there and there, or we report 3 times, for as long as we report, we have to do it if we are using public funds. So I'm comfortable with reporting both the portfolio committee and ministry. They need to know what is happening on money. We'll do that. As long as PENSAP has that guarantee of its independence as the role that it should play in terms of the constitution and the act. The relationship is further, has further grown in provinces. The departments of sports, arts and culture in the provinces we've formed relationships that are working, because these are stakeholders I was talking about that we need. If we work in silos, we won't be able to discuss the mandate. So we have dealt with the relationship and that. There was a question on the strategic objectives. How do we intend to deliver? You see, in our some of our documents on the strategy itself, when we talk about delivery of products that will enable a conducive environment for development, protection, and promotion, we've done the value chain, which is part of that, which indicates that we need all our structures to play a role. Focus being on research and development, the structures that focus there is NLUs as well as NLPs, because they research and verify and do that. Then on monitoring and evaluation, we've made structures out of the turnaround strategy. The PLC played that role. On promotion, but the PLC also plays a role of protection on the linguistic human rights unit. And on promotion, it's all the provincial offices, the head office itself, assisted by the PLCs in the provinces. So we're thinking that once everybody focuses on discharging the mandate as a whole, it will make it simpler to discharge this mandate. And the relationships, as we say, continuing to sign. We have an MOU in Mpumalanga with Department of Sports, Arts and Culture. We are signing, I think, before the end of the year with Northwest Department of Arts and Culture. But we've also requested the minister that on the MINMEC, we need to come and present as Pensaf so that we can get the buy-in of all NECs linked to arts and culture on the Pensaf thing. That way we will do, but we still continue to do individual. We'll want to do the same with education. We're finalizing our programs on each structure, which will be annual programs that are reviewable at any time, so that if we're sitting at head office, we will know what's happening in KZN or on the Zulu NLB or on the Sitonga NLB, because everything is coordinated in that way. And there is a buy-in. We've consulted the structures sufficiently that we have the buy-in, and all professionals that are involved in NLBs and PLCs have responded and endorsed the strategy, because they see it as a strategy that belongs to all of us, not one that is imposed on them. With the Eastern Cape Department of Education, we have worked with them, and they have started a process of teaching math and science on mother tongue, that is easy course. So that the national department intends to take it to other languages as well. They are leading that, so we participated with them at the initial stage when they, that is this year, but they started some time before substandard 0 up to standard 4. They have the intention of extending that up to standard 6. I know they are called grade 6 now, going forward. So we're part of that, we're working with them. We're finalizing a proposal of a bursary or scholarship by Pensam on languages. We said we are preparing a budget where for the coming year we want to promote to award bursaries of 2 students per language at tertiary institutions, and I think about 5 at high school level, 5 per language, because it's less expensive there, but at high school, with some contacts which say they will pursue up to master's level on the language or do what. But we're busy finalizing that. I think the funds permitting, we should be able to do that. We have money for a start, but we want to get some further funding to do certain projects, because most of the projects were not happening in this financial year, because the budget was cut up to the bone to allow only salaries and logistics and also for projects. All projects were suffering. So with the strategies that we have, we think we can get support financially and we'll be able to do that, is to deliver on the strategic objective number two that I was requested to talk about. Within the EXCO, we've avoided the appointment of executive head languages. I did that deliberately because this is a make or break position that we should have. So I said, let us build a profile, fix the organization, and then advertise for it so that we can get the best candidate. Because the candidate we need there is the super candidate that will either make us succeed or make us fail, because that's where the crux is. It's either we succeed on our mandate through that. That's why I said there is no rush of doing that. Let us go through the process. We fill the gaps where we have, but on this one we're going to advertise it so that we get the best candidate for it after profiling the job spec properly and consulting further on it to ensure that what we will get will understand the strategy and be ready to take us where we wanted, that is to discharge on our mandate. The audit, I will leave it to the CFO to tell us if we are moving all right. We have the aim of going the right way on the audit, but she'll explain where and how far we have moved on that. There was a question on the outstanding legal matters. I'll also allow the executive head legal to deal with that. Except to say we've removed the matters because I think in the past financial year people have spent about 6 million on legal fees, which we think is not acceptable. I think it's between 6 to 10 over 2 years. Because you're not a busy place on legal matters, moreover on matters of CCMA, like the Honourable Chairperson was talking, CCMA you don't need representation. So it has been a concern and we looked at it as early as I came in and then we tried to stop incurring further legal. It's unfortunate that some matters we'll talk about and they still remain to be resolved, but others have been resolved. The position of Deputy CEO, we looked at the situation. I think his contract was coming to an end at the end of November. So in July, end of July, we agreed that let us have a separation agreement because we have no intention of renewing it if we're not doing away with the position. So we resolved it amicably in that way. We have not paid any cent more than what we are supposed to pay if he's continued to be in the office until end of November. The commissioners, we have not appointed them, honorable members. We have advertised, we have requested recommendations, they are still coming in, and once we've pushed the process next to finality, I think we'll accept that we'll bring a short list before the committee for you to the commissioners on the tribunal. So we have not appointed them. We've advertised from the public, we are looking for 3 because we want to have 7, and from other institutions similar to us, like Human Rights Commission, we've requested them to second people. So we'll get 4 from institutions and then 3 from the public. And once we have those numbers, that's when we'll be moving towards appointment. Maybe it's nearly by end of this month. I think the executive head's qualifications I've mentioned, they fit the bill of what we are about now. Of course, it's, as I said, it's not one picked to come in. We requested a number, and out of that, we pick the best candidate. So there'll still be an opportunity in 12 months when we re-advertise the positions for people to still compete with them, if there are other good people on that. And trying to check. Yeah, well, the members are on performance, the ex-co members. It's on performance, like we've put it to all staff members. We're going to provinces now on that. Written all the questions everywhere. I think I've tried to cover as much questions, leaving out those that will be dealt with by the draft or legal, and Ms. Mbele on corporate. If there's any, I will come back. Okay, now let me allow Ms. Kara Mbele to deal with HR corporate services issues.
Good afternoon, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. And I recall from the questions, I have two questions regarding corporate services, and one of them was with regards to BVX, whose contract we terminated, and it's a month-to-month contract. It was alluded earlier that ICT had been a huge challenge and a very high risk factor within the organization. We found BCX's contract to wanting, in a way, after an audit was done. And what we've done is we've given them an opportunity to get onto our database and apply through tender processes like we have with the rest of the citizens of this country. We took an edge over a month ago in the process, and we've been following due process. The CEO has appointed a bid spec, and a bid evaluation committee that will appoint a suitable company that will come and be a service provider with regards to external dependencies, infrastructure, and software within themselves ICT requirements. This bid evaluation committee sits tomorrow on the 7th of November, and we should finalize the process. But just to answer your question with regards to BCS, they are still on a month-to-month contract, and we found that this was fitting and easier to work on and save some costs as well. You also mentioned a question with regards to independent newspapers. My colleague who sits behind me, I have interrogated him with regards to the appointment of independent newspapers. And the intention in this regard was one that was good, looking at promotion of language use. And what happened with regard to the contract was to have a back page that would feature every Tuesday. Matric Matters, this was last year, Matric Matters, looking at language, education, and these articles were featured in mother tongue languages. This year, he focused on primary matters, again promoting mother tongue languages, so that, and looking at the youth really, so they could start reading papers and reading articles in their mother tongue and just familiarizing themselves. And I think you did mention, one of the honorable members did mention that this is seemingly applied to really in South Africa, and as you saw the Census 2011 report, which indicates that languages in South Africa, especially indigenous languages, are taking a knock in this effect. I think I end there.
We've covered training. The training, manager's training, the training is in our document.
Training within PATSALB through HR was inadequate, and one of the reasons was that there was insufficient budget in this regard. And what my HR manager and I, who sits beside me, we looked at the needs analysis within the organization, and all of this has also been incorporated in the PDPs, in the performance contracts, to say, as an organization, there are certain training requirements that we will provide as an overall general training need. And what we'll then do is look at the PDP and within the next financial year, really sit with individuals and see where we can assist them with regards to their training needs, their development needs as well.
Thank you. Honorable Tan asked Mr. Jaffa to deal with the legal issues.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and members. I think the CO has dealt in detail on the issue of legal fees. Maybe I might just add that due to the fact that in the past we've spent so much in terms of legal fees, a decision was taken, obviously in consultation with the Justice Department, that in cases where we need legal representation, we will be utilizing the services of the state attorney. We have engaged the state attorney to this effect, so that where there are cases that will need representation, then the state attorney would act on our behalf. And just quickly on the two matters that were raised around Mrs. Gosi, that matter has been set down for conciliation between the 10th and the 15th of December. And I'm sure that as soon as the outcome, as soon as we have the outcome, we would accordingly brief the committee on the development. The issue of Mr. Fanny, I agree fully with you, Honorable Chair, that we would need to consider and explore ways in which it can be settled amicably. But the current status is that it is currently under conciliation. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you.
That has been settled, Honorable Chair.
Okay, I can come in. A reinstatement is back in the office, is working positively with all our structures. And there was a court order against Pencil. We have settled that. So there is no matter on the other one, on Mr. Similar. Then just to add on, Mr. Sukosi, we're still waiting for opinion. We requested the state attorney to assist us because there was an award made by the public protector. So, looking at it from a legal point basis, we don't think the legal protector was playing in the space, or the public protector was playing in the space, but this is a labor relation matter. So I think the letters have been coming to Parliament saying we're not honoring that award. But that award is not it's not by a labor court or by a CCMA, by a forum that has to deal with this. If we try to look at whether the public protector has an overarching mandate to even deal with labor relations matters, legally I can't find that. But we requested the state attorney to give us an opinion. And it does not relate with her salary per se, it relates to an adjustment which presupposes that she was placed at a level lower than the level that should have been graded. So determination of that matter, I think, does not belong in the public protector's arena. So going there, the award was given that Pencil is placed in a grade lower than what she was supposed to, so we owe the difference. When you calculate the difference from date of appointment to that, it becomes some serious man that wants us to at least get an opinion so that we can be clear that what we are paying is due and payable. We don't have to go through an irregular expenditure again. So we're still doing that. Once that is, the opinion is given and the way forward to pronounce to yourself. I think we also left out the organogram. We will submit the organogram, a revised one, which of course even before our next appearance before you. I think we'll try to cover as much of the questions as is possible. Honourable Chair, with your permission, if and the members, we can then give the CFO an opportunity to deal with this, and after her presentation, we can still be ready for more questions. Or
thank you, Honourable Members. I think for now I will ask members if there are any follow-ups, because I'm not sure whether I think some questions are not answered. A lot of questions are not answered, actually. As I was sitting here, a lot of questions are not answered. I'm not sure whether you were noting. A lot of questions are not answered. Yes. Honourable Bufanskabek, Honourable Ntapane. Any other honourable member? Okay. Honourable Bufanskabek, thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I want to come back to the Ntumba and Associates Consulting. Sir, what was the exact costs of using those consultants? Can you give us the costs, please? And then any tender is advertised, even if the institution is used for only 2 months. Any tender is advertised. And then I just want to ask Mr. Jatta, one does not really budget for legal fees. I don't think so. And the legal fees, what did you say, 6 to 10 million rand over the last 2 years for Fansal, where did that fund come from? Because surely it wasn't budgeted for. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Ntapane.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. No, the first question is covered by Honourable Kagwe. The legal costs, I'm sorry, the costs of that Ntumba. And the second question now is, for how long this month-to-month contract with PCX is going to continue? And another question that has not been answered are those September issues. As a question of what is the position now, because we're in November. And another question goes to legal department, whatever it is. As my colleagues have said, it is difficult really to know how much you're going to get, because there is bleed costs that needs to be tested. But at least what I would love to know, how much will the legal cost vis-a-vis the amount recoverable? Because as I have said, to have a judgment on the paper that will not be affected, I don't think that is the right road to take. I know it is difficult to assess the verdict, but do you have this in mind, the amount you're going to pay in the legal cost vis-a-vis the recoverable amount out of this action? Have you taken that into mind? Because really, if it may come out that we have spent more money in paying for legal fees than the amount that is recoverable, that is really reflects very negatively in the entity.
Any other member that wants to open the open
exit? Yeah, I can't
tell you. Can we pass one of the room? Away. Ms. Patos.
Viable turnaround strategy. Establishment of tribunal. You put it to your developer. Ithetha ngokuba i-tribunal is scheduled to be launched in January 2013. Mna ke bendifuna ukwazi uba kukhona na i-work in progress to achieve that. Ha. Eyokugqibela ke yile haya ku-governance and reporting last bullet. Internal controls have been developed and implemented. Bekungaba kuhle kakhulu ukuba ilungile into, kodwa bekungaba kuhle ukuba noko singake sirhotyiswa uba kwezi internal controls uba zizi kumihlobo nina. Loo nto izawucutha imibuzo engahle siyenze emaxesha amaninzi xa sithe baba ne-access kuloo nantsika kuloo internal control. Eyokugqibela yile nje yokugqibela kanti hayi kodwa leyo yokuqala bendikhononda kakhulu ndiyabuzwa le nto kodwa ndifuna uyi-emphasize le nto kakhulu yala ma-positions kwaba ba-appointiweyo ngoba ke noko akumgangatho phezulu bekungaba kuhle ukuba ilekwe noko ine-form of an organoga izokwazi ukuba siunderstande i-reporting lines sizokwazi ukuba sesaziunderstanda sithi uba sinemibuzo sibe nayo ke kodwa ke kaloku ibonakala ngconywana xa ikulo form ingabi possible ukuba ingafumaneka loo nto.
Thank you, Chairperson. I need to follow away from what I remember was written for, but anyway, on the turnaround strategy document with regards to the establishment of the tribunal, the last bullet talks about the tribunal being in place in January 2013. The honourable member would like to know what is the progress of that, the progress stage of that process. The second one relates to internal controls that are said to have been developed and implemented in terms of the document. The honourable member would like to know whether there is an opportunity that members can have a preview or access to such internal controls. And the last one relates to the recent appointments. Honourable member would like to know if there can be an organogram that can be presented to the committee so that they can get the sense of the reporting lines of the newly appointed executives. Thank you.
Thank you. The other member before I just give all. Okay. I think one issue I'm just reminded of what Goba has raised as well. The thing is that I would want to understand then if then the CEO of SO is saying that then I put the blame on the department, if it's true, then maybe something that the department must investigate as well. If then she says she was lower than what she was supposed to be, I think it's one thing that I would request the department to look into and to find out how far to use it, because in the communique that was sent to me, it was never raised. It was an issue of saying that I must be paid the money that was owed as an agreement. That's what she was saying. I think this is new to me. I think I'll give it over to the department as well. Mr. Chafton, my question would then, if you manage to reinstate, I understand you say there's consolation in the matter of fairness. Is there a way, if Sumelani can do it, what makes you fail in the matter of fairness as well? Because those are the two people who are actually on our head about reinstatement and then paid whatever that was good for the 2 years that they've not been working. And I just want to, as the portfolio committee, what I understand, because one of the issues that has made those high legal costs in from the Panther was an issue of any, because Fanny Makumala, he goes back. Then there's another, it was always a court judge, and remember there was a time why I could not even take it. Those are some of the issues as well. I just want to understand, you see, Mr. Zwane, we don't want to find ourselves in a position of legal battle again. On this issue of legal cause, was there an investigation, was it instituted, number one? Number two, how far is it? Any proof? Because you see now, we must give the lady the office to take the speaker, because what is it that has been done on the issue of legal cause? If there is fraud, then let there be, that's the case. If there is fraud, then let there be a case, it's state funds. If there's I don't know, advocate in that panel will know all those things much better to say that. What is it? What step is it? Because I don't want us in the next 6 months to be going back. Or somebody writing to Parliament, because those advocates have written to me that the council is not paying them, they want the money, all that they've done when they've provided the service. But what is the cost? Is how much? Maybe it's can cost Mr. Dwayne and Mr. Bilini, who assist us on the phone as well, because we've been there. They said they've provided the, what do you call it, the service, and the owner, there was nothing to do with the politics inside. So I just want us to understand those issues. I think the issue of the appointment, Mr. I don't know how far, that's why I asked Ms. Badouza from the beginning. up to what hours, up to what mandate was the zoning given, so that we don't put him in trouble. And then we again, we question some of the things that he has done and think it was not the money that he was given, appointed on to what level, so that we can understand, we have again understand him as members of parliament as well. And I don't think the question that we're asking in terms of qualifications, we don't hide anything in parliament. Even civil people are put here, we wouldn't demand them. Because we want to understand, because we don't want tomorrow, your unions or people are there unhappy to say that, at what level are the executive heads appointed on? What level is it? And is only these three on, made other appointments so that we can know. So that, because as we do our report today, as Jabu doing the report today to the office, so because we've got several now already that demand. Also some of the answers that are the questions I'm asking, not from me, it's from the high office. There's other questions we can have for this meeting today. It's not something that comes from me personally. One of the issues is that is it only those three directives at what level? And secondly, are there other appointments that have been made as well? Are they advertised? I think that's one of the issues that has been raised. Mr. Van, despite the change just in management, is the work continuing? Because at some stage we call any loose, there's no money, they're not working. What other one? There's also the one that when I remember a lot of like, what, Mexico? That Mexico, some of them will say there's no money for that, and all of them. We just want to check, is now part of the at that stage of functionality as well. And I think that's it for now, just as I go through the...
Yeah, thank you, Honorable Chair.
And members, I think there are some questions that were not answered, I think.
And try to address as
much. If other people have taken the house.
Yes. An operations consultant is ready to work. It's working. We've done authentication and verification on stats SA. And some properties, NLD, have done verification on HIV and AIDS projects. There are projects that are coming now from the Planning Commission and translation of the Planning Commission document. So people are ready. We've presented the strategy to them. People are ready to work. Of course, with additional funding, it will push for the remaining of the financial year quite a mile, and that will lay a foundation for the next financial year. So we've indicated to people where that problem of funding, we said, let us not start with addressing funding, let us do our plans, operational plans, and then want them to be funded. So that's what we are dealing with now. The organogram, I think we have the organogram, we will, it's part of the disc, it's within the, how all the executives are. Executive people are sitting at chief director level. We've appointed also a director at supply chain management, and we appointed some assistants on SCM, a deputy director, and a facilities manager is at deputy director level, and a provincial coordinator. This provincial coordinator, and then in establishing the legal side, we appointed a manager on legal to assist. We have advertised the posts. I think we are appointing on a tribunal manager and another legal corporate person. So the internal controls will be explained further by CFO, but it's controls of ensuring that we procure properly. That's why we had to respond to the AG on our supply chain management was a serious concern for AG. So in addressing that, that is why most of the appointments were around that. The tribunal, we are working on it. We have the processes and procedure. We started actioning the process of appointment. We hope by January we'll be ready. That's why we say we will launch it, because the year starts from there. For it to be able to do the first sitting maybe before end of financial year. If there's any further, you will add. On the legal fees, we did a forensic audit. The outcome of a forensic audit indicates that money was fraudulently obtained by the lawyers from a pencil. So that we have put with the law enforcement agencies and we've reported it to Law Society. The money we have as though we are going to recover the amounts that are proved to be fraud. Because fraud is what happened is the advocate will bid us for this much and the attorney will put home on the bill and send it to us. So pencil paid those bills believing that the amount due to an advocate is this much, whereas that amount is doubled. So that's the problem. So that's a fraud case. So we've reported to law enforcement officers and we've reported the attorney in question to Law Society. So those processes are out. So this we have to recover, because the reason we reported to Law Society is also to ensure that monies in trust, held in trust by attorneys, are secured by Fidelity Fund. So we want to claim them from Fidelity Fund, that 1.2, to say we can recover if, in case the attorneys don't pay. And the attorneys in reporting to Parliament, the process I think we've explained even to the department, we've put the attorneys aware, we've placed them where they know what we want from them. And the last was a letter of demand to them. We indicated this issue that pencil over this period has paid you this much when you were supposed to be paid this much, and we want, this is a letter of demand, we're demanding that. So we're still looking at the option of also doing a civil suit against the attorneys, but failing which will go to the Law Society's Fidelity Fund to recover. So it is a clear thing. We have had the cooperation of advocates who indicated that this is my bill. So we have the advocate's bill. Maybe it says in one instance it will say 220,000, but the same bill, redone by the attorney, will come to us and say 500 or something. So when we requested the originals, the advocates gave us the originals, which indicated that it means we paid double what we are paying. So it is a clear cut case on that side. So we can't say, there's nothing much we will use to recover that money. With the law enforcement and also that on our part, there's nothing much that we will use to try and get the money. Where we will use money is where the cases that are still outstanding, which our analysis, that's why we had to push for postponements at one or two times, because at the time of fighting Mrs. Ngosi's matter, Mrs. Ngosi was left with 9 months in her contract. Maybe Pencil should not have fought for against her, because at the end we used about 4 million plus to fight for 9 months remaining in the contract. So that is why I said, let us do something to ensure. Well, with Mr. Fenny it's different, but same job to end. We'll try to engage. I think in the first month that I've been there, we've had meetings with Mr. Fenny, trying to see if there's any way of resolving this. But we can't come up. There are four matters that Mr. Fenny has brought against Pencil on one matter. These matters, there are two of them, one at the High Court Pretoria, one is in the Appeal Court Bloemfontein, one is Labour Court, one is at CCMA. But it's all around the same matter. So in the process of this happening, we have had to incur a lot of legal costs. And in this legal cost, we have cost orders against him, which is supposed to pay, because that's how this bill went that far. And this is just a simple dismissal matter which can be done by arbitration or what at CCMA level. So we found it when it has moved that much. So we're trying to cut and see if we can do something, but on some of his requests or demands, it's 40 million or it's what, or it's lifetime payment, employment, which I think not even a court can pronounce that much. It can go up to 2 years. So that's the basis of what we can bring forward when we try to settle with him. But if we can't find any solution, it will be difficult for us to settle any way outside of what the law can permit. So I think that's what those matters relate to. On the, as I've said, honorable members and honorable chair, on Tumba, I responded on my own in that way of wanting a consultant who is an auditor to assist as we were stopping that. So we didn't advertise, we did it in that way of trying to get the house in order, and the auditor general was already starting with the audit. I didn't have the enough people with skills to deal with auditor general as we did this. I think we were sitting at finance with only Mr. Bilin, acting CEO, who had dropped not to act, and some support staff. So that's how I did the appointment to say, let's help to clean and to stabilize. That's why in my report is contained, but it was not advertised. I think I've tried to cover some, so we can cover some.
The cost?
Or the cost on Duma where we're sitting now? What?
About 4 million.
Yeah, it cost us about 4 million.
That
was what? It was 3 now. It's the first half month and the next 3 months.
Okay.
So they're not only doing audit, they did the forensic audit, they did stabilization to do that, they also did the HR and the skills audit, because they are a multi-discipline team headed by an auditor. That's why the first was for auditing, but the rest of the things that have worked, I think we can explain to the house.
So, I think 4 months
is 3 months
on.
Yeah,
I'll
say June. 4 months is.
Oh, sorry for confusing you with Nyaz. I've done it all. Sorry.
Yes. Mhlawumbe umntu anga-understanda mhlawumbe umntu angazama uku-understand ukuthi ngoba bekukhona isidingo sokuthi kube khona le auditor nale auditing firm kodwa noku imali engaka bantu babuthi isingathi yazothusa kakhulu and ke ngoku ke umbuzo wambili yokuba kule nto le mali na zeziphi izinto ezidrayive zanyanzelisa into yokuba kufikelelwe kule amount elolu hlobo ngoba ndiyaqonda ipressure ebikho bungathatha nantonini ekhoyo nobithi malini kodwa ngokuba kufikelelwe kule mali zeziphi izinto ziye zadrayiva ukuba kufikelelwe kule mali nokuba kude kuvunyelwane kuyo kunyanzelekile
Thank you, Chair. The Honourable Member Jikala prefaced his question by indicating that it could be understandable that there was a need for a service provider to be appointed, but then the exorbitant fees or costs incurred are alarming. He therefore requests the breakdown of the budget that led up to the amount of money that has been paid. Thanks.
Chair, I just want to inform the committee that I've made a decision today, and that is in my next life I want to become a consultant in South Africa.
Any other member?
One double?
I know.
Okay. I think one of the issues I would like to raise from my side based on the report that I'm receiving this side from from the OSD. I just want to understand the appointments that have been made. Are they all outside people? No person from the inside has been given all the posts that are given, because it becomes worrisome now if people are just from outside. It gives an impression that there is no upward mobility from inside. It was one of the issues that caused the conflict in Pantau that we're correcting, was the issue that people from outside Fort Bragg, there is no... So I'm looking at all these appointments that have been made, and it's somewhat, it might not create stability for now, but it can cause some tension as well to say that this is the issue. But Ms. FN, I think as members as well here, we must also take up with the OILD to also to speak to him as well on some of these issues, because I don't think it's more than, it has to frustrate the process, you know, because now he's taking out his bitterness on some people as well. I think we must find a way that we will talk to the office of the OLT to see how we speak to Mr. Feni as well, because I find it not equal in the way, you know, and unfortunately it's not. Because one of the issues that we raised the last meeting that we had was that the offer that you have made for Mr. Simelan, pay him, come back to work for all these months that he was away. We also tried to sit him on that offer as well. But unfortunately then he was negotiating with people that he didn't like, you know, the previous board and others as well. Maybe it's something that the ISD can help us on. We'll see how we resolve that issue on that. I didn't get Mr. Zwani. We're speaking about appointing an ex-co head or an ex-head, or is it mine? And is it me? You spoke about appointing about somebody else, I don't know. And the budget for this tribunal, because there's a budget cost involved in appointing a tribunal. Maybe it's me who is delusional. I'm not sure about the tribunal commission yet, because I'm not really sure. Maybe if something can come on paper to us to give it an understanding. I'm seriously not sure. I just want to those questions. Members, are any questions that are unanswered? Bounty to cut.
In some of you, better.
Yeah.
Noba ke nokubona lesekhaya kodwa lengokumbuzo wamulo ukuba naxa ke appointiwe xa bengena eminyango kuba abanye babo bakhona babakho bonke ngoku babuleka njengabantu abanesithembiso ngokwasebuseni ukuba bangawenza umsebenzi. Kodwa kumbuzo wam ngaba torhana iincwadi ezi ekuthiwa zii-qualifications ziye zafumaneka na noba besesiphusha nje ibinto zange ziqhubeke kuba ke sibona uba ingathi bangawenza umsebenzi. Amaphepha khona na e-qualifications? Ndiyibuza ngu-standard 7 andinaye nam ningandibuzi.
I think the best thing that you can do for us is it's maybe Mr. Zwani now, just like we did before, we consult Mr. Nkosi and others would know. Maybe just give us just a brief CV of like you've done with the consultants that you gave us of the three certificates that have been about, what qualifications, what work was done, and just send the copies to Parliament as well. Because now it will, yeah, just to avoid different questioning of such issues. Ms. Badusa, do you have something to say? Oh, call. Okay, no, I'm telling you, Ms. Badusa, for recording purposes. Who has got the call?
Thanks, I think you've covered it, though. And the Honourable Mr. Chukela is not happy with the response on the appointment of executives, while the members appointed executives look from the outside that they can deliver on their respective portfolios. The Honourable Member would like to be presented with their qualifications. Should they have the requisite qualifications to deliver on their respective portfolios? Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Yes, the appointed executives, I've mentioned they qualify and will send their CVs to that. Mr. Dafta is a legal degree and finance degree with Miambo, and a legal and a finance degree with Bell. But we'll send the CVs and their work experience. Think in the CV, we'll send it. So Dafta used to be CEO of G-Fleet, and before that was legal advisor for a government department in Gauteng. But the CVs will send them. It's not, it's people who qualify and have the working knowledge of what we are doing, and the work itself can attest to that. I think it's that question. The civil budget, we say in terms of the act, we have to fulfill this. And the complaints we received in the provinces from the office and from other stakeholders is that PENSAL is not seen to be doing anything. If there's a problem at PENSAL with regard to language violation, people write to PENSAL, but there's no mechanism of intervening, except if you're giving it to staff members who will look, but they have no authority to say anything on it. That is why we said, we're not answering on language protection because we have no structure that deals with that. So that is why we said for that part to be fulfilled, there should be a tribunal which is provided for in the act. Because for people, it will be, they've lost faith in a pencil because whatever they report, nothing happens. So we become an irrelevant structure in that way. So that is done for that. Obviously, the budget, we've tried, we know that we were cut to the bone on the budget because of the previous circumstances. We had applied, I think the CFO will explain further, we need more funding support to be able to fulfill all the things that we are talking about here. And we'll request the support from the honorable members of the portfolio committee for us to be able to carry out the turnaround strategy. I think those were the questions, and they are, yeah, we can then request, with your permissions, Honorable Chair, that at least the finance deliver something briefly, which you have the copies have been made now, and she can just take us through that.
Members of Parliament will support anything, even an increase of budget, to as much as we want, but as long as we know that we are doing it. You know, for now, there's nothing can say that we're seeing. I must say, I'm not happy with the exorbitant funds of Ndumba and Associates. 4 million is too much for a turnaround strategy. I am not happy. I'm not sure about other members whether they are happy with that amount. Just for 3 months. So I'm not yet, Mr. Van. You'd rather employ people and to have consultants. I like the minister was here, I told him I'm not able to go. And the department, one of those who loses a lot of consultants. Sometimes I know you are a legal person, so you might not trust yourself in the things. No, but you can. I've seen you. You've done it in NEC. As a chairman of the board, I mean, there was a lot of turnaround. You, I think, could have done it. Maybe they should have just paid you more for what you have done. But I don't think I like it. We would support you as long as we get what we want. We will definitely support you. There are many institutions that we have supported, but we'll never support an institution. We don't know whether it's going where and there. You see, Mr. Chaff, not good to question credibility and or work, but some of these entities, when you find them in such a mess, it's because of certain appointments they've been made. You know, there were people here that were told they have BCOMs and MBAs, if you remember members, when the CV came, what level, before, even N2F level, come on. And then you put us in trouble, both. But immediately people write, they'll say, Parliament and those, which is not true. That's why in Parliament, there's nothing to hide here. So we know that we are questioning your credibility, questioning your party, we need to understand, are you really qualified for this? Because that is what we used to see. And it's not nice to over now when you have undermined our muscle tools, those are because really those are the lives we used to get in. And now when we fire people are not here. You know. It's like you're going to, it's never lunch time. Are you happy with what has been presented? Oh, Mr. Mashuban, your hand was up.
No, I think it was not anything. I just wanted to win the nomination.
They say public nomination, I think I saw it somewhere for commissioners. It was in the local papers, was in papers for people in the rural areas at least to see. There may be people in the rural areas who could become commissioners. Just wanted to know what you mean by public nominations. Thank you.
Is there any other member before Ndivale? Is there any question that was not answered? Tema Bunda, you've been quiet today. I'm wondering, are you fine?
No, I'm fine.
Unlike you. You usually fire first. No. Any other members, any comments that members would like to make? Please don't translate that, Ms. Fatula. Please. I don't want to get sent out with the traditional leaders association of South Africa, please. The fellow my told you there. Okay. Any other comment? Babu Leo Iacol.
Babu, we advertised the Sunday Times and City Press and what one newspaper in Bailey saw it. But I get the point that we could have done in the locally distributed papers in that. But we can still extend it. We'll try to do that because we have no... We can extend it. It's our decision to say we want to extend it, to take it to... We also did through our provincial office. But whether there's enough reach out of that, we're not sure, but we'll consider re-advertising in the local language newspapers.
I think you must not consider, Mr. Zani, you must wait.
Yes, we don't.
Because we always have a challenge that people in certain areas don't get to be part of boards. One of the issues that I raised in one report, even the social question, was to say that don't undermine or don't underestimate organic intellectuals. They might not be educated, but there's a lot that you can learn from them. And most of the issues we get them from, even the dictionary, you cannot do it without them, unfortunately. Uneducated as they are, but the wisdom is much more. So please try, especially with pencils. Everybody is expecting it to be in all nine languages. That's what we did with the languages bill. We used every newspaper in all languages in every province. No one could come to us and say that our language was undermined, we couldn't get this advert and anything. Members, are you done? Okay.
Just to encourage, you know, also to consider seriously making use of the local radio, the times, you know, to reach out, because, you know, with our people on the ground, it's not only the question of really becoming an appointed commissioner. But it also has to do with an information of what is actually happening there. And it helps a lot because they can see that, yes, probably there's some improvement also. If a person comes, it's okay, but that information, you know, does a lot of not damage but good work. You see?
Hey, what the hell? Let's go to the ugly comedians. Mark for now, no cool Muslim. We have more for now. Okay. I comment, Ms. Patuza and the department about what I've made. Actually, I was speaking to the teacher right now. I'm not happy with the way things have been done. And I don't think that the way the department should treat us, especially when they know the process that unfolds. We won't bail you out next time. Unfortunately, that's not the way it happens, because you must remember that there are protocols that we have to follow. Because you see, this is one. Oh, Mr. FN has even written to the president of the country. Why I'm asking this? Because when they written to the president, they go to the speaker and come back to me. And now I cannot answer something. And when we want these answers, it's because You know, the fact that one of course they go to the public protector, I do not know the insights of what has happened, you know. And I shall just use the legal understanding and just respond to matters as it is, not even allowed to answer, because the mistake that we do in with the institutions. I would never come to you and say, Ms. Sunduza, here's an issue. That's the problem. They'll just decide they're not coming to you, and then it comes back to you. That's why I'm really concerned with this issue, Gafin, and all of them. But I don't think I'm happy with the way the department, we're going back to what was said last week, to say that we're not really happy with the department in the monitoring of these entities as well, you know. God. You see, Mr. Zon, why I was asking also about you, I think these are comments I should make. But what are your limits? When something goes wrong, I'm out. As long as you're my powers. I know what I'm talking about. I've seen it for the 4 or 5 years I'm here. But Mr. Zona, we said you must do the turnaround. We never said you must appoint consultants. Why are we here now? One of us said, Tina, we don't know. He didn't tell us. So that's why I'm also making you cautious that whatever that you do, you call it Doisa Nilay. Because I don't want to be in trouble. Because we don't deny that. I don't think it's an appointment. They would come here. We have seen it. At some stage, we have to close minds and talk like human, and which we're not supposed to, because sometimes people will deny what is it that I'm asking. At what limit, at what is it that, what is your mandate, to what level of extent? Because you can do good, but when some of the things are questioned, especially, So I just want you to keep that relation with them. Even if they don't talk to you, try so much to contact them and say, am I still online? Am I still on track? You know, because I know Alan Mokhurment and Bazulat, I was once a public servant. Now I was with the good director, I see him with the director, I was chief director. You'll never get an answer. So. And so far, I think with the turnaround, I am fine. I don't know about members, but as long as I've not seen what is on the progress, I don't think I'll be 100% happy. I think one of the issues in the next, we'll give 3 months. To really give us what is it that you have done. We won't give you those 2 weeks. Some of them give them 2 weeks. But we'll just give you 3 months. I think it's because we're going home. So 3 months, and then when you come to the fellow committee, you must tell us this is what you've done. This is what you've done. This is how far is it? How far is it? Because to be honest with you, there is nothing for the past 2 years of chairing us in Kaza that I've received on council that has been done. Except hours, certain hours. I don't know what language I was or whatever it was. The rest of it, you don't get what is happening. Because lexicograph not working, people are fighting, nothing's happening. And one thing, we're in an institution where staff morale is very, very low. And please be open to office. You see, the unfortunate part of what I've seen with senior managers, they don't open their offices for even the most junior staff who is a perception. Because that's where the problems start. They arise from anger. That's where you'll find that then there is no commitment. People should make that related, especially in Pansab. It was a mafia zone. It was Al Capone and everybody. I think maybe you can get one. I think you must get that one from E249 in Parliament. I've never seen such a thing in my life. What people are fighting is, what name is Padus? Yeah, Pawsale? I work for a movie, most of them. Women were just sitting like this. Because we see the anger of people inside. You know, they feel so much anger. And even to the executives that have been appointed. Don't be big-headed. People are going to come. We've got people who are very bitter there. We've got people who have been abused emotionally, who are very, very bitter. Some, they still write to us. We said now that somebody who's appointed, please try not to come to Parliament. Mrs. Wan must resolve those issues, because we've been appointed by faith to resolve those issues. So, nani ngafiki langa the attitude we're here to do here. So, mustn't forget our call. They will revolt. They once revolted. That was called a closing interview. They closed. People outside, whatever the police were called. If you push people, they'll go to an extent. And we have to be called now to assist some of us. We don't like firing people. We don't like removing people on positions. It's not nice. But I think people must also respect us as well. When we say this must be done, not that we are dictators, but sometimes we do what is best for our own people. In Mr. Jafta, you work for government for a long time. You know what I'm speaking about. You know, black people. Ofeni. To be honest, I understand the level of mind and the psychology. He's very frustrated, his car was taken, his house was taken, in all those squabbles, so you can understand the level. Why is it that the police have to approve? So, I used to understand him, but other people thought then I can understand what I'm saying. It not only needs legal, it also needs that element of psychology as well and humanity as well, because you won't win that battle if you are coming on it illegal. But I think that's why I'm saying the OISG has, you have to come in, just to advocate to your partner soon as well about that issue, because those matters have to be resolved. So we don't want any legal battles anymore or any legal issues. The issue of Ramulifo and incorporation, I find a way also that it will not come back to us, because I when they wrote to me, I sent it back to you, if you remember, because I don't want to be involved in issues that have been resolved outside Parliament. They can only come to us when they can't reach a solution, then that's where we can come in. But for now, can we just find a way to, but also to be important as well, as much as Ms. Mbele was speaking, on HR issues, I don't know what extent is your EAP there. You need it very strongly at this point in time. EAP, you need to strengthen it. But secondly as well, I think skills audit will be important as well. Also inside some trainings and everything. Because as I said, that the state of the mind of people there is dominant. I know what you see with the emails, you get your calls and everybody. And what is very unfair, I know you are new, and Fagela Maletas and Utuban, Wenza, Noban. Friends became enemies in those institutions, you know. People were close who worked there for years became enemies, you know. And the enemy decided this one is conniving with this one tomorrow is conniving with this one. That's the state of an institution that you're in. So far, I think I'm fine. Members? I don't know. CFO? Members, did you read it?
I'm just concerned because the house is sitting at home.
Okay.
We still need to do, you know, we still need to do some things before we leave our offices for the house. I don't think we do have time now for this presentation, unfortunately.
Can I make a recommendation? I've read the report, okay. You are the clever man. I know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the I've read it. But what I would request that you do as far as remember, give us a breakdown on the awareness. Don't just tell you that you will stay under budget. That one, everybody's in finance will always say they don't have money. What can you do for us as members? Just give us a breakdown on what you have received from the state, the current state, you know. And then try and link it with what you said, you know. Okay, I'll tell you how to do it. I know how, who will understand what. There's nothing wrong with this from so far, but it's better when you understand bullet by bullet what is it, because you speak about assets. We don't know assets, what kind of assets we have right now. And what you say are your current assets, your net assets, you know, your capital works. I think it would be better for us to give us a detailed briefing on what has been done and where you are going based on that. Maybe also have some costs as well, because I can see you are raising issues of ICT, you are raising issues of... Okay, underfunding will always be there. I guess in Germany, entities are in demand. You've got enough chairpersons, you know. I mean, the issue that you're making on our policies, resuming personal system, as you're saying, and just try to do your projected costs. So that way we can try and ask you as well. But I think the AG will determine you. We are not going to say we are not required, because we are not surprised by what we do here, so we are not going to do it. Members, I think that's it.
I just feel like failing to try if I cannot comment on Mr. Zwane really. I'm aligning myself with my colleague next to me. Mr. Zwane really, you have inherited the worst mess I've ever seen in my experience in this parliament. And when I'm listening from you, you know, I see a person who knows what he is doing. I really feel I must commend you for that.
Okay. Three or four. Can we just say the five words?
Good afternoon, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members. I do have a voice, I'm able to speak. There is just three questions that I feel we could have responded to, expanded a little bit on. The one question was on whether or not it's possible to attain a clean audit. And the response to that is yes, it is possible. We have certainly put our best effort forward in trying to get to reaching that goal of clean audit. If we had a little bit of time, I would have loved to take you through the presentation, but I welcome the comments and I will definitely modify it and expand it a bit. Mm-hmm. But there was also a question on internal controls, and I just wanted to say to you guys, internal controls are just not principles, it's policies and standard operating procedures, mm-hmm. and also the personnel that you have in the organization to implement those controls. So what we have done is we have reviewed policies, and some we have already implemented from the 1st of November. And the policies are just mainly there to provide discipline, to provide process, and to provide structure to PenSup. And that will then in turn promote accountability, and then we'll ensure that applicable laws and regulations are complied with, and will then also improve on the reliability and integrity of our financial and non-financial reporting information, which is mostly what encompassed the audit outcome. It was, there was not much accountability and reliance on our audit information. Thank you.
Okay. Always an impact on the venture capital. Okay. I think we are done, honorable members. Thank you to you, honorable members, for making time, especially stretching over a Tuesday. Mr. Rana, thank you so much for coming. Give you that confidence that in that 12 months you'll do something. Please. And Mr. Kos, thank you so much for coming. I think I was peaceful today. So it must always be like this. Ms. Nani Mdembe, those will be there. Please give the new head support. I know some people might not be happy, but let's do it for South Africa. It's not about us. It's not about everyone. We expect the best to say morning and don't shy. And thank you so much to everyone who was here, and now you guys, and send thank you OISD, thank you members of the media, thank you, I haven't seen in a while, Tiffany, the department, AG. thank you, Mr. Van, 3 months, huh? Okay, thank you, the media version.
I'm going to draft the 2 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to go to the next slide.
Guys, make a call.